ABC.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. Hi, I'm Mark Allen, and along with the insane Daryl Wayne, we're going to spend the next 2 hours talking about a wide variety of health issues that touch each and every one of us. During hour two, we're going to be talking about sleep and the importance of getting 8 hours, they say, of sleep a night. We'll also be talking about snoring and sleep apnea. We'll talk with health reporter Maria Dorfner. She was on the show a couple of years ago. Her last gig was as a producer of Good Morning America. She's been a good friend for over 20 years, and we'll be talking to her about her take on health in the United States. And during this hour, we're going to start our show right now with Dr. Jeff DePaula. We're going to be talking about getting the best care for patients. I'm going to just introduce Dr. Jeff by saying that he comes from a family of doctors and woke up one day and decided that practicing, and correct me if I'm wrong, doctor, that practicing traditional medicine just wasn't cutting it for him and his patients, even more importantly. Would that be accurate?
Well, not exactly, because while it's true that both of my parents are physicians, Western-trained physicians, I actually chose to go another path and became a doctor of acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine, and happy to say that I'm glad that I did that. That's how I got interested in or involved in practicing integrative medicine, which is really the best of Western medicine and evidence-based complementary and alternative medicine to get the best care for patients.
Were your parents surprised or upset a little bit when you said, I'm going into an alternative health field?
Philosophically, no. My mother was very supportive. My father was concerned that I'd be able to make a living. So he said, have you thought about medical school? But once the NIH came out and said, oh, acupuncture is good for these things, and the World Health Organization, then he said, oh, you, NIH is okay, then you'll be fine.
Good. And you are.
Sure.
Right? Let's talk about getting the best care for patients. The United States in general is not highly ranked in terms of health care, either quality or expense in the world. Last time I checked, we were in the 30s someplace. Italy was number one. Why is that?
Well, there's numerous reasons. First and foremost, we have a fee-for-service system that is that rewards hospitals and physicians for doing more procedures, it benefits the insurance companies, it benefits the pharmaceutical industry, medical device industries, etc. So I think that's part of it. That one question right there, you know, that's a week-long answer.
Of course.
But there's many, many different levels that are involved. And one of them being that integrative medicine services such as acupuncture, chiropractic, naturopathic physicians are typically not covered in most parts of the country. That's an example of, you know, why people aren't getting the best care. And, you know, one of the things that integrative medicine does, which is really fundamentally different, and this is really a huge takeaway, is that Western medicine has a very low bar what they consider healthy. I often will joke with my patients and say, "You're not bleeding out of every orifice. You're fine." Whereas Chinese medicine, for example, has a very high standard for what we consider optimal health. So we're not just treating people once they get sick. We're actually trying to get them well, but also teach them how to stay well, but with a completely different paradigm that far surpasses Western medicine in about 90% of the situation.
I mean, there is a need for traditional or allopathic medicine.
Absolutely.
I mean, car accidents, a seizure, a heart attack, things like that.
Sure. Absolutely.
Right?
It has its place, for sure, absolutely. But for the large majority of patients who are dealing with chronic disease, which drives the overwhelming majority of costs in this country, Western medicine's not doing a great job helping them out. And the side effects and of the medications or the treatments are less than desirable. We've all seen the commercials with the long list of side effects that are...
Why would anybody put something in your mouth or inject yourself if there's sudden death, sudden blindness, sudden,
organ failure.
Organ failure, yeah.
Right,
you just drop dead on the side.
Well, I think it's because they don't know the alternatives. Really, the reality is that, yes, Western medicine is very good at what it's good at. You know, if you get it in a car accident and your bone is sticking out of your leg, you need to go to the ER. You need to get patched up. But then once you do, you need to go to someone like an acupuncturist to help you heal in half the time, to help injuries heal, to help your organs heal. So this is really the fundamental difference is Western medicine treats disease, whereas Chinese medicine treats people's immune system and treats their ability to heal and repair and rejuvenate their body. So we're actually reversing people's biological age, obviously not their chronological age, but we're reversing disease states that have been around for months or years with a combination of Chinese medicine, herbal medicine, acupuncture, lifestyle approaches, sleep, stress reduction, etc. And what most people don't realize is acupuncturists as a profession typically are seeing the most difficult cases. People think, oh, you just go for stress reduction, you go for pain. No. Actually, in the clinic, we see people who've been to every specialist. No one can help them, and they either have a unknown diagnosis or a diagnosis that's untreatable from Western medicine perspective, or they don't respond well to the medication. They don't want to take, they don't want to do the treatments that the doctor recommended because of the side effects. And so they seek out a more natural, non-invasive, first do-no-harm approach. And so that's really what is, what we see in the clinic on a regular basis. So we have to be an expert at everything. But at the same time, we really are an expert at working with the energy system of the body. So
one of the
really,
you just said something that really resonates, do no harm. I mean, I think that's amazing. When a doctor prescribes something, and we're going to be talking about the addiction epidemic, and this is not heroin, this is not Oxycontin, this is not marijuana, this is the big pharma. We, as the American people, are addicted to pharmaceuticals. And
absolutely. And, there was a study that came out from the Journal of American Medical Association back in the 1990s where they did a study and they were trying to figure out what the potential harm was from people taking multiple medication. They're called polypharmacy. So you're taking, 6, 8, 10, 15 medications. And they're all, quote unquote, correctly prescribed, but no one knows what the interaction is because they've never done a double-blind placebo-controlled study for someone taking 15 medications. I mean, who's going to participate in that study? And trying to find the cohort is next to near impossible. So if you're taking more than, 2, 3, 4 medications at a time, you're basically a guinea pig. And what they found was in this research article is that correctly prescribed pharmaceutical drugs killed over 110,000 people a year. Back in the 90s, that was twice as many people a year as diabetes. So people don't really hear about that, but it's a huge cause of death. And pharmaceuticals are very powerful, and sometimes they save lives, but oftentimes they're unnecessary and almost always come with side effects.
Would you say that depending on the age of the patient, they're more or less open to an alternative approach such as acupuncture? I'll give an example. My mother-in-law, I convinced her to go to an acupuncturist. She did. She had relief, and her doctor said, oh, no, you can't do that. And so she stopped.
Right. Well, what I will say is we see patients from 1 to 90, and, you know, most acupuncturists will tell you that their demographic of patients that they mostly see are women, 80% women that are between the age of 30 and 60. They typically have more education than the average person and slightly more income than the average person, but certainly not rich by any stretch. But they're more educated. They want to take a natural approach. Women typically are more open-minded than men in general.
Getting guys to go to the doctor is always a hard thing, too. We're going to take some time out. When we come back, I'd like to continue our discussion and also get into the fact that the paradigm, to use your word, of traditional medicine not only doesn't work, it is frightfully expensive. I can't remember what part of the gross national product of the United States healthcare is, but it's huge, and it doesn't need to be. It could be reduced. I know that that's what President Trump is trying to do. I don't think he's doing it the right way, just slashing, but the point is that we need to do something to contain our cost. You've done some studies on that, and at the same time, you help get, you have ideas to get the best care possible for patients. I think that's wonderful. Our guest is Dr. Jeff DePaula. I'm Mark Allen here on Late Night Health along with the insane Daryl Wayne. Join us at latenighthealth.com. Check out our videos at facebook.com/latenighthealth. We'll be back. Don't go away.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
Just when you think you're down for the count with Parkinson's, current research reveals that forced intense exercise increases neuroplasticity in the brain. Non-contact programs developed by Rocksteady Boxing directly address the familiar symptoms of balance, tremor, shuffling, freezing, and even depression. Title Boxing Club in Newberry Park and its trainers are certified by Rocksteady to conduct hour-long PD Fighters classes several times a week to give Parkinson's sufferers a sense of accomplishment as well as some relief from the devastation caused by this immobilizing disease. There's no need to suffer alone. PD Fighter classes are open to all ages, and the camaraderie is inspiring. Fight back against Parkinson's and its many debilitating symptoms at Title Boxing Club in Newberry Park. 805-498-4822. Don't take Parkinson's lying down. Fight back with certified trainers and the staff that know what you're going through and how to help. 805-498-4822. Title Boxing Club, going the full round with you and your fight against Parkinson's.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-6030. That's 1-800-616-6030.
Late Night Health continues. Our guest is Dr. Jeff DePaula. We're talking about getting the best care for patients, and we'll have a link to Dr. Jeff's website so you can find out more information about him and what services he offers. If you're not in the Boston area, he also offers telecommuting kinds of programs, and we'll talk about that, well, right now. Let's talk about diabetes. We have an epidemic of diabetes or pre-diabetes in the United States. It's been attributed to lack of exercise and the fact that we eat too much white stuff. What is your approach to help diabetics?
Yeah, so, I was in the clinic since 2000, and about 7 years ago, I decided that I needed to share integrative medicine with more people. So what I did was I created a company called IM Health, Integrative Medicine Health, what that stands for. And basically what we do is a type 2 diabetes telehealth disease reversal program. So we work with people anywhere in the world where they have high-speed internet and a phone. And they work over the course of a 16-week program. They basically are reversing the disease process. So we actually did a pilot program. Yeah, we did a pilot program with a university back in 2012 and with Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, which is the number one health plan in the country. And what we found was we tracked the claims cost and we tracked the hemoglobin A1C, which is the blood work biometric marker that tracks your 90-day blood sugar average. And what we found was not only did we take people from diabetes to pre-diabetes and get them off insulin and help them lose 30 pounds, and we did it in half the time of a low-fat vegan diet, and we did it in a fraction of the time of the American Diabetes Association recommended program, and our program was our A1C reductions were more than twice, and we did it in half the time. So.
That's amazing. What about compliance? Because that's in any healthcare professional, they all tell me that compliance is a problem. It can be as low as 50%.
Well, compliance assumes that the patient should do what they're told.
Yes.
patients don't do what they're told, and that's a fact that that physicians haven't quite woken up to yet. Patients do what they want. People do what they want. So we don't work with every diabetic. We only work with people who want to not lose their legs and not go blind and not be on dialysis and have kidney failure. We work with people who want a different future than the medication and future that their doctors and diabetes educators are providing to them. We're giving them an integrative approach, which allows them to actually reverse the disease process, reverse some of their complications, get them off insulin shots.
And what about things like metamorphin,
syndrome?
No, not metabolic syndrome. It's a drug often.
Metformin?
Metformin, that's it.
Yeah, metformin. Metformin is an oral medication. People can come off of that as well, depending on the severity of their disease. But absolutely, it's a possibility.
One of the problems with metformin. One of the problems that I understand with metformin is you start at one level and you keep needing more and more and more,
right.
Which is not a good idea in my way of thinking.
Yep. It is true that, a lot of people get desensitized to the diabetes medications, which is part of the reason why it's a progressive disease. They're not addressing the underlying causative factor.
Is the underlying cause, by the way, of diabetes our diet and lack of exercise? Would that be simplifying it too much? Or
That's only a piece of it. And then it's also, you know, if you say what's the right diet, if you ask a diabetes educator, a nurse, a doctor, an endocrinologist, they're all going to give you a different answer.
The reality is
that they're not following best practices. They're not following evidence-based best practices. Our program we did back in 2012, we believed was evidence-based best practice. And then the Journal of Nutrition came out with a huge meta-analysis in 2015 and said, hey, this is the best approach for people with diabetes. And guess what? That was the exact approach we were using. So it was confirmation to us that we were on the right track. And when we looked at the claims data from Harvard Pilgrim, we found that we were saving about $5,900 per patient in the first 12 months because people were getting better and weren't needing as much medical care.
So they didn't have to go to the ER? They didn't need their legs amputated? They didn't need more prescriptions?
Well, they actually needed less. I mean, they came off of it.
Right.
Insulin can be $300 to $1,000 a month. So that money the company saved.
That is.
People who didn't do the program who were diabetic, their costs went up about $2,500 from 1 year to the next. And people who did do our program, their costs went down about $3,400 per person.
Well, I have to thank LinkedIn. Dr. Jeff found me on LinkedIn, and I'm glad he did. Dr. Jeff, thank you very much. What is your website? People can find you at?
The website is www.imhealth.com.
Iamhealthy.com.
No, just I am health.
I
am
health.
The letter M and then the word health.com. Yep.
Got it. We'll have Dr. Jeff back. I know we will. We appreciate your time. Coming up next, another doctor, Dr. Dave Foreman, registered pharmacist, the herbal pharmacist, joins us to talk about addiction. I'm Mark Allen. Be sure to join us at latenighthealth.com. We'll be back. Don't go away. More coming up.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751. Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Darryl Wayne. We're going to talk about addiction, and we're going to talk about it from a different point of view. We've talked about heroin, we've talked about Oxycontin, we've talked about marijuana. We haven't talked about the addiction the American people have to prescribed drugs. Joining us now, a regular contributor to Late Night Health, Dave Foreman, the herbal pharmacist. He was here in California and avoided me like the plague when we were both in the same building.
Oh, that's not true.
I know, you were busy.
Yeah, I didn't avoid you, and nor did I think you had the plague. So,
oh, okay. I just wasn't sure. You know, I'm very sensitive.
Yes, you know what? That's where we have a lot in common there. That's for sure.
Right, we do.
You know, in your intro there, when you talked, you said you've talked about illegal drugs,
right,
and heroin, and you know, well, obviously that's one of them. But I was fortunate to be a guest on a really small radio station, right outside the Catskills last night, and in order to prepare for my interview, a lot of people don't know this. I think I've told you this before, but I always find out what I can about the host, what I can about the show, and what I can about even just the community that I'm going to, because, you know, in most cases, they don't have a coverage like you do, Mark, with your show. So, I want to know. And
thank you.
And so I decided to listen to a few podcasts, just like you have, you know,
mm-hmm.
and kind of get a feel for the show. And the first 20 minutes of every show was on drug addiction, but it mostly, at least the ones I listened to, seemed to focus on heroin and cocaine and things like that. Although there was a gentleman who was on the show last night, actually before I went on, who was talking about not only did he, you know, it all started with alcohol for him. And then it ended up being cocaine, I think everybody always thinks of drug addiction as those things, and not what we're going to talk about today.
Well, in our time today, let's take a look at what America is really addicted to. Sure, there are addiction clinics here in California, in Florida, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, all over the country, really. There are a number of them. Arizona is another place. And we've talked to a number of them. They all have different points of view. I think we talked to one in Hawaii recently as well.
Mm-hmm.
My point is that they deal with the illegal drugs. Are we really addicted? We, the American people, really addicted to prescription drugs?
Yeah, we are. And for a lot of people, I've been on here a bunch of times, and I'm the herbal pharmacist, but my background is actually pharmacy. I'm a graduate of the College of Pharmacy that's at the University of South Carolina. I owned a traditional pharmacy for years and did really well, and it's only during that time frame that I start getting knowledgeable about natural medicine. And I can tell you, the pharmacist in me feels like the addiction to prescription medications goes completely unnoticed. In some cases, until it's too late, and leads to accidental overdoses. There are 1.5 times. So add up all the people with all types of cancer, add them all up, and then multiply it times 1.5, and that's how many people actually have some sort of substance abuse issue here in the U.S. And a lot of people, I think, innocently fall into prescribed drug addiction. Why? Because there are three real popular categories: anti-anxiety medications like Xanax, pain medications like hydrocodone, sleep medications like Ambien. I mean, these things are all, but like everybody knows those words.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people think it's just, it's prescribed by my doctor. My doctor keeps giving it to me, so it must be okay. And the bottom line is, it's not. And there are people that, I'll give you an example. Like my son, he got addicted to marijuana, and everybody's like, "Oh, dude, you can't get addicted to marijuana." Well, I'm just here to tell you that there are people that have that propensity to fall into addiction where other people don't. And with prescribed medications, and probably the biggest and most deadly of these are the narcotic painkillers. It sneaks up on you. Brett Favre, famous football.
Right.
Quarterback, Hall of Famer. You remember he had an issue with hydrocodone years ago, or Vicks, as they were calling it, which is Vicodin. Rush Limbaugh, one of our compadres in radio. We don't necessarily have to agree with his political.
Right, and he's just down the street, literally from you. He's in Florida, and he was buying OxyContin in supermarket parking lots.
Right. And it all started, though, with a benign, all these people, I'd have to say, usually started out with something that was relatively benign that led to something needing a little bit more attention. The root of the problem never got addressed. And next thing you know, or maybe you did have a car accident, or maybe, yes, you just had a horrific traumatic experience and your anxiety level's off the charts, or, you're going overseas and you're going to be gone for 3 weeks and your doctor gave you, a sleeping pill to help you. Well, you didn't realize that in that 2 to 3 weeks you're gone, you could become addicted, and you most likely already have some of that addiction. So I've got some natural approaches to these. If you're already hooked, if you're already on a narcotic, you're already on something for anxiety, you're already being prescribed something by your doctor in these categories, these are not substitutes, just come right off your medicine. These are suggestions. So if you are dealing with some of these issues and you really want to look for more natural and not necessarily have to quite get to those kind of drugs, this is a great way to start.
All right, let's take a look. Let's start with anxiety if we can. I was at the Natural Products Expo West, where you were avoiding me, and I saw a booth or six all talking about GABA.
GABA, you're right.
GABA.
Yeah.
And which is known to be a natural anti-stress, anti-anxiety product. So can I get off Xanax and take that instead?
Well, going back to what I just said, I don't encourage people to just stop their medication. So,
right.
So having said that, there are ways to integrate natural products like you're talking about into a prescription program. If you work hand in hand with your doctor, sometimes you can do it through your pharmacist. And because a lot of things like GABA, like you just mentioned, or the herb passion flower, which is another one of my favorites, those can cause drowsiness. So it's just like, say, like on the bottle of Xanax, it says, don't mix with alcohol. You may be impaired while driving heavy equipment, that type of thing. Well, anything that would cause drowsiness in the natural world will also contribute to that same thing. So it would, it's one of those things where you can incorporate these, like you said, GABA is one of those big things, and it's actually something your body naturally produces and makes. But anytime you're going to mess with those, that's when you're probably going to have a dosage reduction in that medication that you're already taking, because 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2 when you're mixing things like that. It's usually 1 + 1 = 3. So you're going to get a lot drowsier, a lot dizzier, sleepy, whatever you want to call it. So it's just one of those things. But yeah, it can be done, Mark.
Okay, good. And what about, pain meds? My experience with natural pain medications are generally that they don't work as well or as quickly as something like, and I've never taken Oxycontin to my knowledge, as a Vicodin. We'll use that because, 20 years ago or 10 years ago, I had a Vicodin after oral surgery or something.
Right. Well, I've had those as well throughout my life. I had wisdom teeth removed, like you just said, oral surgery. So to say that these natural things don't work as quick as a narcotic, you're exactly correct. There's nothing in the legal natural world, and notice I said legal and natural together, that would, in some states those things are legal, of course, yeah. But where I live in Florida, it's not. So, but no, they're not going to work as quickly. And if you're needing a narcotic, there's really probably not a lot in the natural medicine world that's going to give you the pain relieving effect of a narcotic.
I mean, if you're in a car accident, you're not going to take
turmeric.
Okay. Right.
Or Celadrin, or like, I actually religiously use those two things as part of a pain management program for me. One is because I'm in my 50s and I notice that things are a little, creakier and stiffer or sorer than they usually are or used to be after I played a round of golf or, worked out at the gym or, like you found Mark walking the expo floor for, 8 hours on a thin piece of carpet on top of concrete.
It was really rough.
It's horrible.
No, it is.
Been run over by a bus when you're done with that kind of stuff. And it's just standing and walking,
Right.
I didn't say just, but, so turmeric, Mother Nature provided us with a great root that is awesome antioxidant, but it also has the ability to help the body in its fight against inflammation. Celadrin, no, both of these not like a narcotic, but they both do support the body's ability to fight inflammation. And in most cases with pain, so generalization, the root cause of it is inflammation.
Right.
And because you have inflammation, no big deal normally unless it's in a joint or in a muscle tissue and it has no place to go. And that's when it pushes down on those nerve endings and sends that impulse of pain to your brain. So anytime we can do things naturally to help the body in mitigating the inflammation, turmeric, Celadrin, those are great. Celadrin has another benefit, especially for people as they get older, in that it helps to rehydrate, add moisture basically, to the spongy stuff between your joints, connective tissue, whatever you want to call it.
That tends to wear out as we age, if you
exactly.
don't take care
or,
of it.
Or in some cases, it dries out, and if you rehydrate it, it's spongy again, and you're less likely to get inflammation. And one more just side note on that ingredient, I buy tubes of it I buy tubes of it on the internet, and I use it topically for muscle aches and joint pain. I have an issue with my right shoulder right now, so I apply it. It's one of those topical pain relievers. It doesn't stink, and it literally works in like 20 minutes. It's amazing. I used to use it when I was doing a lot of running of half marathons. I would put it onto my muscles when I was done, because the reason people get pain in their legs after walking and running in the muscle is that it's inflammation. So
and
those
these,
are my two things I do for pain.
And that's – how do you spell that one?
It's C as in Charlie,
right.
Eladrin, Celadrin. And, I take it by mouth and capsule every day just to support my body. especially after I had a knee injury about 4 or 5 years ago. Turmeric I take every day, not just for the anti-inflammatory thing, but it's really one of nature's like mega antioxidants.
And it tastes so great.
You're right, but some people don't like it. It's peppery
right.
And
yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love it.
I was at dinner last week at some friend's house, and they put it on some salmon. It was wonderful. We are out of time for the herbal pharmacist this week. We're going to have you back soon. We always do.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. The herbal pharmacist, David Foreman. We've been talking about the addiction epidemic and some of the things that you can do to get off of pharmaceutical drugs. We're going to take some time out. When we come back, Robert Clancy joins us. Don't go away. More of Late Night Health coming up. Be sure to visit us at latenighthealth.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751. Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Just when you think you're down for the count with Parkinson's, current research reveals that forced intense exercise increases neuroplasticity in the brain. Non-contact programs developed by Rocksteady Boxing directly address the familiar symptoms of balance, tremor, shuffling, freezing, and even depression. Title Boxing Club in Newbury Park and its trainers are certified by Rocksteady to conduct hour-long PD Fighters classes several times a week to give Parkinson's sufferers a sense of accomplishment as well as some relief from the devastation caused by this immobilizing disease. There's no need to suffer alone. PD Fighter classes are open to all ages, and the camaraderie is inspiring. Fight back against Parkinson's and its many debilitating symptoms at Title Boxing Club in Newbury Park. 805-498-4822. Don't take Parkinson's lying down. Fight back with certified trainers and the staff that know what you're going through and how to help. 805-498-4822. Title Boxing Club, going the full round with you and your fight against Parkinson's.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Late Night Health continues with our regular contributor, Robert Clancy, the author of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Soul. And he's got some great videos coming out, audios too, I think, and some other things. We'll be talking about that in the coming weeks here on Late Night Health. We go to upstate New York, and we're going to talk to Robert today kind of about, I like what you said earlier to me, pulling weeds out of your life that you don't need anymore. Or releasing that which no longer serves you. How's that? Robert?
Yes. Well, it is about pulling weeds. And yes, my inspirational thought is, it's perfectly fine to pull the weeds from your life. It's the only way the flowers have room that they need to bloom. And what I mean by that is, there's so many times that you'll hang on to something or someone in a difficult relationship. It could be a friend or a business acquaintance or a client that you know, every time that you work with them, they just cause you angst, but you keep doing it. And I call it the bloody fuzzy mess.
Oh, absolutely.
And let me explain that one. You're going to love this one.
All right.
The bloody fuzzy mess is, if you train a rabbit to go out of a door in a cage, and they always know that that's the way out, and then you turn the cage around, they'll smash their head against the area where they thought the door was and become a bloody fuzzy mess. When you keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, that's the definition of insanity, according to Einstein.
Oh, my. But that's, is it easy to recognize when you need to pull those weeds? Or is it difficult?
You know, yeah, it can be difficult. You really got to look at and evaluate your relationships, and it comes down to the circles that you have around you. And you'll know if something's pulling you down or if it's lifting you up. And if it's a continual draw down on your psyche, on your energy, then you either need to make some kind of change with that, because it's the only way a different result's going to happen. You have to make a change, and then you don't become that bloody fuzzy mess. You know, go in a different direction, but maybe you need to take the relationship to a different direction, or it's okay to pull that if it is a weed in your life and it is drawing you down, because that is the only way that you can have other growth. And yes, some flowers can disguise themselves as weeds, and you need to be very careful about, you know, your circles and where you're at and who's around you. You become that.
I remember reading a short story about a gardener. And the gardener was very proud of her roses, and she was decided to move all of her roses, and she left one, and the rose was thinking, I'm the prettiest one in the bunch because I'm left. I'm the only one here. And the gardener came over and was decided to transplant the last rose bush. And was saying, oh, you know what they say, if a rose bush or whatever's left is out of place, it's just an old weed. And, of course, it put the rose bush in its place. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, and, you know, you give room for other things to grow in there as well. And just like the rose is standing there on its own, yes, you need to also surround yourself with the right things to be part of that beautiful garden. And that's really what it is, bringing the flowers back into your life, because that's your support structure. That's everything that you're going to need to get over a health issue, to get past a difficult period in your life. All of us are going through something. And when, you know, you get this right angle that happens in your life, and life can change on a dime as we know it. Tomorrow you could wake up and there's a whole nother scenario or situation that you have to deal with. And your priorities will change like that. But having that support structure around you is key, and evaluating that and getting the best in place that you can for what you need right now is so important.
And it's something that we all need to do, really. We all have those weeds in our life, don't we?
Yeah, and I feel like most of mine are gone, you know, over time, but that doesn't mean some new ones can't grow.
Oh, well,
I have a lot of beautiful people around me, and I appreciate everyone and what they bring to my life. And, you nice to wake up and know that that's there and you have the right people and doing the right things. And that's what I strive to do. It's not always a perfect road, though.
Our perfect rose, Robert Clancy, joins us each week here on Late Night Health, and we're very happy that he brings a mind-body-spirit connection to Late Night Health, because we believe that if you're mentally alert and healthy, your body will follow that as well. Robert, thank you very much for sharing that. We appreciate your being part of the Late Night Health family.
Well, thank you for having me on, and I look forward to speaking with you next week. I'll have a whole new topic, as you know, and I'll come up with something.
Good deal, and we look forward to that. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. We are just about out of time for this hour. Join us at latenighthealth.com. We'll see you around the bend here as we continue.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751. Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
1-800-250.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
For dinner or dinner for lunch, get any meal anytime at Norm's.
Our bigger, better breakfast is only $6.79. Hickory smoked bacon, link sausage, ham, eggs, hash browns, and buttermilk hotcakes served 24/7.
Or get your feast on with Norm's New York Steak and Shrimp Dinner served all day and night. Hand